Welcome back to Midday Magazine for this July 18th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Hey, James.
Hey, Terry. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We have to put on our professional hats here. We have to, you know, act professional.
Yeah, this is no morning show.
No. But it is good to see you and always have you in studio and talk United Way. I want to kick things off getting into Stuff the Bus, but before we get too dived in, if we're not at the midway point in summer, we're somewhere around there or past it.
We have to be, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not wishing it away, but it's not my favorite time of year, so I'm fine with it. Just
right.
The passage of time doesn't really affect me.
But it's a busy time of year for you guys. I've already gotten quite a few events in and done a lot. How has this summer been for the United Way and to something we'll get to a little bit later, the campaign?
Yeah, so we have been really busy. We do have some events that happen in June, and then July we really spend with campaign prep. Mm-hmm. And you know, our goal is to have all of our materials, like everything ready that we might distribute out in the community or at workplaces, to have those things just really, you know, updated, fresh, new, talking about what we're doing. More importantly, the impact. What does that mean for the community? Mm-hmm. But you know, really just working on all of those things to make sure that in August when we, you know, start up with campaign, that, you know, there's not just a message, but a clear message. And here's mm-hmm. the impact. And when you invest in United Way and in your community, this is what it does. And this is why it's important. So that's really where the majority of the focus has been. But then it's also working with, you know, local vendors. So thinking about our local printers, we think about Quality Plus, we think about Faye Printing, Heinz, and, you know, all of these partners that we have as a United Way in the community to make sure that everything that, you know, we want to, the message that we want to get out, we can get out in the best way possible and in the most cost-effective way. So really, July is very much, planning mm-hmm. and getting ready and the anticipation sometimes, you know, that it's fun. It's also a time where, you know, like many organizations, when a lot of our staff use their vacation time, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just an enjoyable time to be, recharging your batteries and refreshing and spending time with family. And so we do, if you stop by our office, you see there's not a whole lot of people there because everybody's using their time off before we get into busy season. But you know, what's coming on the horizon really quickly is August 3rd is the day that United Way sponsors Lunch by the River. Mm-hmm. And so this is, it's not really our campaign kickoff, but you know, it kind of is. And it's a little bit of a recap. We will have books there to give out to kids. So thinking about our great book giveaway and getting kids signed up for Imagination Library mm-hmm. if they are not already. And so, you know, there's some of that engaging with the youth that's there. And then it's just, you know, talking about United Way. Here's what we're doing. Here's where our focus is. And the reason that we sponsor that day is because we are also the lead on Stuff the Bus. And so Stuff the Bus is, if you've not heard of it, school supply drive and distribution. So we are collecting that day on Thursday, August 3rd at Lunch by the River, Veterans Memorial Park. We are collecting school supplies. Mm-hmm. We do ask you to please bring us your school supplies on that day or drop them off at a local. We have a list on our website of local businesses that are collecting supplies now. So if you say, you know, maybe you're somewhere shopping this afternoon and you're like, well, I don't really want to hang on to this stuff for, you know, 2 weeks, but you could drop it off at one of those participating businesses. But we really stress us getting everything by August 3rd because that day, it's awesome. We have a huge group of volunteers that actually inventory everything. So they'll go through like down to the science of, okay, we have 268 yellow folders. Well, how many more do we need? Right. And so that inventory point is really important because that afternoon, once everything is counted, we actually place an order for what we don't have. So it's a little bit, not unappreciated, but a little bit frustrating when the next day a huge pile of supplies gets dropped off because we really try to be so frugal and cost effective with the with the funds that we have.
Yeah.
And so it's just really appreciated if people can plan ahead. Again, we are, you know, a little better than 2 weeks out. So if you can really be thinking about that and if August 3rd is a conflict, get it to us beforehand.
Yeah.
Not after the fact. So that's kind of how the process works, gathering up all these school supplies. But you know, so what? Well, here's the so what. families who have who qualify for free and reduced lunch also qualify for free school supplies. There also could be another need that's popped up. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we have families who are in our in the community who what we call in the Alice category, where you know, working but you know, underemployed, or maybe there was just some sort of hardship, right? Mm-hmm. Car broke down. So as long as you can demonstrate some sort of financial need, you qualify for free school supplies. And right now we have a little over 800 kids registered.
Wow.
You can register up till August 3rd. So if you have a need for school supplies, you have to do that by visiting our website, uwswac.org. There is a banner that pops up right away. You click on that, and then you put in the information for the children that you are registering. If you do not have internet access, or you're, you know, limited with your device or something like that, you also can call 211, and that's literally just 211. Mm-hmm. And that call would need to happen between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday. And that resource specialist can also get you registered, but that's the only way to do it. Mm-hmm. And we know it's working because over 800 kids have already been registered.
Right, right.
So this is serving the needs of children in Southwood County. And all of those school supplies then that are collected are going to get to these kids. And that distribution is happening on August 18th and 19th. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday and Saturday. And when you register to get school supplies, you select your pickup time. It's a drive-through style. Mm-hmm. Happens over at the old East Junior High. Again, we need volunteers to help with that process as well. So this is a really important time. It's an important time for kids. You know, it's making sure that there's not a disparity when, you know, when mm-hmm. kids start school, that they have what they need. Sometimes we can't provide everything. But if you think about it, you know, let's just say school supplies for one elementary age child cost about $75. Mm-hmm. You know, we might not be able to provide all of it, but what if we provide $60 worth? Think about that. 15 versus 75.
It's more manageable.
It makes a big difference, and especially if there's multiple students in the family. We do our best to provide everything that an elementary, you know, teacher is asking for, or I shouldn't just say elementary, middle school, or high school. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, all school students are eligible. But a couple of things to remember if you want to shop, because mm-hmm. this is fun too. I always love this. When we go do school supplies, it's like, okay, grab an extra of those.
Yeah, me too.
When you think about notebooks and folders, we're looking for solid color. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for, and really just your primary colors. So well, they're not, I guess they're not all primary colors, are they? Green is not a primary color, but we're looking for red, blue, yellow, green. Mm-hmm. So those are really the colors that we're looking for. You don't need to spend the extra money on the, you know, the folder with the kitty on it, because we're really just following those core subjects, you know, language arts, math, science, mm-hmm. social studies. They've kind of narrowed that down. So it's like everyone uses whatever, let's say green for math, and everyone uses the, so then it just, the idea again is no disparity, right? Like let's get them what they need. So again, exciting time for kids, exciting time for families, but an exciting time for the community to be able to step up in a really, really easy way. I mean, right? Let's face it. Even if you don't have a big budget to buy, you know, 4 packs of 50-cent crayons makes a huge impact, but maybe doesn't make a big dent in your budget, right?
Right. Folders, a similar situation. And you brought up the Alice report, and I think that's very key to this conversation, because we, for years, you and I have talked about the line in the sand of people doing well and how easily that can fade to you being behind that line. Now we have the data to show people. We can tell people that, hey, this is we're not just talking about this. These are the facts. Here's the stats for you about this. And we're talking about our future here. We're talking about investing in your future. There's nothing light to take about that. These are helping kids have all the tools they need so that they can learn and get smarter than better than us and make the future better than we've done. It's the goal.
Absolutely. And you know, it's just really cool that we can be making this big of an impact with something that, you know, seems pretty easy, right? You know, it seems like a light lift, but it's only a light lift because so many people are involved.
Well, I forgot about this too, because when we've talked about this in the past, I often am brought back to being that kid on the first day of school and not having all the supplies and being distracted and not being able to focus and feeling like I was lesser than my fellow students and those things. But I forget about the fun part. I did get to school shop a bit, and it was fun. I enjoyed doing that kind of stuff. And I think as an adult, it gives you, especially if you're like me and your kids are in their 20s and they, Dad, why'd you buy me a glue stick? I'm 23. Like, I'm sorry. I just want to. It kind of gives you a little bit of
don't
that
eat
back.
It.
No, don't eat it. It gives you a little chance to kind of do some of that stuff again, to pick up some things for these kids and stuff. And I think that that part of it can be a lot of fun for people.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, the other thing that, you know, we've upped our game over the years, right? Like you learn and you build in efficiencies. And one of the things that we learned is that we tried for several years because we just didn't have the funds to support it. Mm-hmm. But we would say, you know, if you bring your own backpack, you know, there was some kind of an incentive. Well, we also know, I mean, let's be real. Elementary age boys are hard on backpacks. I mean, right? And I shouldn't just say boys. Elementary age kids. But, you know, they're getting dragged around. And if they ride the bus, they're getting... So when we now, especially with the drive-through model, everything is in a backpack. Mm-hmm. So then there's that too. It's not like they're getting a plastic bag of supplies, because you know what we were finding, what we were hearing as feedback is some kids, that's how they were bringing the stuff to school. You know, if we were providing the supplies and not a backpack, they still didn't have a backpack.
I probably would have been with that kid.
Right. And so then we, you know, learn from that. And it's like, okay, if we work a little bit harder to hustle a little bit more money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we actually found a company that we work with that we order the backpacks and we get a really good rate on them. And, you know, so that's awesome too.
Yeah.
Because then there is a little bit of that fun shopping aspect. I mean, they might not be in the store shopping for it, but when that backpack gets handed through the car window and you get to open it and see everything that's in there. It's exciting.
If you want to find out locations you can drop items off at, or if you want to find out more about this and just register, you can go to uwswac.org. We'll give you that information again before we wrap up. And again, you have until August 3rd to register for Stuff the Desk.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to volunteer to help with on August 3rd to help us at Lunch by the River, or to join us for the distribution and help with that process, you can certainly get a hold of Ben at United Way. And our phone number is 715-421-0390.
We're a little less than a little more than a month away from the campaign volunteer training coming up.
Yeah. So when I was talking about us spending July planning, well, this is one of the one of the big things. Mm-hmm. But this is a way, you know, twofold. One is to be helping people understand what's happening in the community. So we have a half day training that is open to, it's really geared toward individuals who run a workplace campaign, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we might, like Pam has attended several times from here, you know, so she'll come and learn all about what we're doing and what the impact is. And then she comes back here and is very excited about it. And she shares it with all of you and she puts stuff up on the bulletin board and she helps promote events. And so that's happening at 100 different workplaces, you know, in the communities that we serve. So it's, you know, a lot of it is designed that way, but the message is really open for, you know, everyone and anyone that wants to hear it. So this training is happening on August 22nd. It's a Tuesday and it's an afternoon. So we provide lunch and then there is there's training. So we're using a sports theme this year, which is fun. You know, the idea is support your home team, right?
Yeah.
So let's get on out, support the home team. And we are our pregame, as we're calling it, is, you know, lunch and some networking and connecting and finding out who's in the room and who you're connected with and what that might mean to support your campaign. And then we have, you know, kind of our main event is a bus tour out in the community of the partner programs that we help to fund. So we will be out in the community, you know, checking out. There's 30 programs that our United Way helps to fund. So it's, you know, pretty significant. So we'll be out checking that out. And then kind of our post game is, you know, we'll be back. We're meeting at McMillan Library. Back at the library, we will distribute materials to help you have a successful campaign. And what does that mean? We'll talk about all the events that are coming up. You know, some of our favorites that are coming back up McDonald's, United Way Day at McDonald's, community-wide Denim Day, Day of Caring. So this is an opportunity to, you know, get on out and do some physical work in the community, although it's a pretty light lift. But it still is some physical work. And so we'll talk about all those events. What does that mean? What does that impact? And then, of course, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, fall campaign for us is about raising dollars. You know, we very much appreciate people's time, talent, treasure, so to speak. But but really, I mean, right, the rubber meets the road. Yeah, and what we're trying to do is raise dollars in the fall to help support those 30 programs that that are impacting 20,000 people in our community.
I want to get more in depth with that with you before we wrap up today. But when it comes to the campaign training part, there's a couple of things that really stand out to me with this. One, I love all these kind of events in our community that you have that organic meeting situation. You know, you run into so-and-so you haven't talked to in a while or anything like that. And it's a subject that I feel like, well, I know how to volunteer or I know how to promote something. But then you get into a workshop like this or you do something like this and you're like, oh, okay, I did not know this or I didn't even think about that. I guarantee people taking these volunteering for this are going to really feel that. What kind of individuals are we looking for in case there's people out there listening that are a little on the fence or, oh, I don't know if this applies to me?
Yeah, so typically it is someone who is I don't know, like a ambassador for United Way, right? So you're running your workplace campaign, mm-hmm. or maybe you can think about that differently too. It's not just workplaces. Maybe it's a civic group that you're part of, or maybe your church. You know, maybe mm-hmm. you're like, oh, you know, we could get together a group of people to help with something. So it could be, it could be really mm-hmm. anybody who wants to learn more, who's interested in learning more, and really cares about the community. So the way that you register is to visit our website at uwswac.org. Registration is required, so mm-hmm. we can't do walk-ins that day. One, because of food, and two, because of bus space. Like we need to have a head count because we do plenty of events where it's just if it works, come. But for this, you know, this is a little bit more specific. But you certainly can learn more by visiting our website. There is a banner. You just click on it, and it'll bring up some more information. But you know, we're really looking forward to this. You know, kind of hometown sports activity kind of theme. Engage. I don't know. I think it's just it attracts a lot of different people, and we're not really, we're not picking one game. We're saying, mm-hmm. any team that you're part of.
You know, I'm a sucker for sports metaphors and references. Yeah, so I love it. But it also fits. It's a perfect for this event and to really. Because it's one thing to bring people in. It's one thing to talk about. It's one thing to encourage them. The bus ride, I think, is the real key, the linchpin to this, if you will. That really, then you're seeing the places. You're actually feeling it. Not everybody, by odds and statistics alone, even these members, these people, even current members of the United Way, are going to be affected by one of those 30 things that you guys are impacting. But the idea that maybe they aren't, and here they realize, oh, I might be, or oh, so-and-so might. One of my best friends takes advantage of this or something like that. We're all connected when it comes to these programs.
Yeah, and it's really fun. We did the bus tour a couple of years. I believe it was like 10 and 11 or 11 and 12. I don't recall exactly. But it was very interesting because a lot of the feedback, well, first, it's time to bring it back, right? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. people haven't had the opportunity. And that's why we're doing it. But the other is that people were saying, oh, I've driven by this every day for the past 20 years, and yep. I didn't even know it was here,
yep.
right? You know, so I think that, like, in the Southwood County community, like, the new Boys and Girls Club YMCA, mm-hmm. it's recognizable, right? Yeah. Like, it's a great, nice, big, showy building, which is awesome, mm-hmm. amazing. We love that. But there's also plenty of other programs, and those are two of our partner programs, but there's plenty of other programs that, you know, kind of just blend in for whatever reason. They don't do their work at a storefront. They go to where people are or whatever the case would be. Mm-hmm. But it's also just kind of that, sight recognition and, yes. and, oh, I drive by here all the time, or I've been there before, so there's all these kind of fun aha moments that happen on that ride, which I really appreciate.
So my family, we used to live on the east side of town when we first moved here. A couple years passed by and everything, and we end up on the west side of town over here. When my parents first bought their house 20-some years ago or whatever, they are driving, and like a block or two over is this awesome pink restaurant. and my mom and dad are like, how long has this place been here? This place is
forever.
Awesome. Yeah, and they go there, and like up until they closed, my mom and dad would go there almost like once a month at least.
Oh, yeah.
Even just to have coffee or something. But it was an establishment that they fell in love with, that they were here in town for a good 5 years or whatever before they even realized realized it was there.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's in your proximity. It's like, whoa, how was I missing this whole time?
And these are two very observant people. I don't want it to sound bad. I mean, my mom and dad very make themselves into the community and like to learn about the community, but they just didn't know about it being there.
Absolutely.
Just to your point that I think that even locals or longtime residents, forever residents, have other establishments like that. And not just the businesses, but the situations too, that are so noteworthy. And this leads us into Talk Campaign Talk and the importance of the campaign. You mentioned 30 different programs, Terry. You and I say this all the time. We'd love to make it 31, like to make it 32. You can do that if you add to the campaign.
So that's exactly right. And just to rewind just a little bit, our United Way serves Southwood County, so the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, and Adams County. And so just, you know, kind of high level, those campaigns stay separate. And the reason that we do that is it's just important that dollars raised in the community support that community.
Yeah.
And then dollars raised in Adams County support programs in Adams County. So we will be funding in 2024 because we raise money this fall to start, you know, writing checks for them January 1st. So for 2024, we will be helping to fund 30 programs, 10 of which serve Adams County and 20 of which serve Southwood County. And those are all in very specific areas of our, what we call our plan for community well-being. Mm-hmm. And those all fall into the areas of education. So thinking about youth and two areas, right? Youth success, meaning like kind of school age kids, mm-hmm. and what do they have access to outside of the school day? Mm-hmm. And then also early years. So what about birth to five or birth to 4K? You know, what does that look like? So two areas of programming there. And then we have financial stability. So thinking about that, you know, what does that mean for community members? Well, our goal is that community members learn how to budget and save, right? Yeah. Ultimately. Mm-hmm. And so so maybe that's economic mobility, right? Mm-hmm. Like you know, how does that look and what does that mean for families and how much more successful mm-hmm. can a family be when they don't always have to be thinking about today and potential possible crisis as a financial situation, but being able to think about tomorrow and then eventually the next month and, you know, thinking, being able to think forward as it pertains to funding. And then health. So that area is around, you know, really targeted populations with a specified need. So for instance, one of our long, long, long time partners is Park Place, which is an adult day service. And this affords respite care for family members who might be caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's, dementia, you know, that are dependent on someone all of the time, but they are still maybe in their home versus living in a facility type situation. So just one example. And then on the other side of Plan for Community Wellbeing is safety net services. So there we're talking about emergency shelter and food. Mm-hmm. And so there's such a wide variety and scope of where United Way is involved in the community, but all of our target is on what we call the segment of our population that's called ALICE. And ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained Employed. So members of our community who are working but are not necessarily making enough money to make ends meet. Yeah. And so, you know, maybe working two part-time jobs, maybe working a full-time job, but expenses greatly, you know, outweigh the income. So there's just a delicate balance sometimes about that, you know, because we really want the programs that we take United Way funding and invest in, we want those programs to be meeting the needs of that population in our community and in the respective communities that we serve. So it's a very interesting process.
Yeah.
And also, you know, we need the community. That's where the dollars come from, right? Like, you know, the United Way, when I say take United Way funding is community investment. So it is individuals who maybe write a check, you know, maybe write a big check. It's also individuals who say, you know what, I feel like I could afford a dollar a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And there's many companies that will allow that through payroll deduction, which makes it way easier, right?
Way easier than
you know, fronting the donation. So there's a lot of ways that people can give, and we'll talk about that as we get closer to, you know, actual asking people to give.
Sure.
But I think it's important to understand you know, the why and where the dollars go and what that means. Yeah. And it is, it directly impacts our friends and neighbors and, you know, our kids as classmates and mm-hmm. the person that you sit next to at church or the person that you'll see later today in the grocery store or the gas station.
Yep.
Because you just don't know, and you don't know what someone else is carrying around and what their struggles and burdens are. Some people are good about telling us, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like yeah. some people ask for help, or some people make it known, which isn't always received in a positive way by some. But there's also plenty of people who, you know, keep that close, right?
Yeah.
And don't express that. But we know that there's a need, and so when 40% of our households we know are struggling to really be successful as we're thinking about, you know, financial stability.
Yeah.
This is where United Way steps up.
And this is where we ask you to step up and be a part of the solution, be a part of things with us. It takes us all to be able to make this happen, and we want to help the United Way continue to do the great work that they're doing. You can do that by finding out more, going to uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage. Follow them on social media. Just type in your search bar, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, and like their pages. And, of course, you can always call 211 and find out more information.
Absolutely.
Terry, always good to talk with you. Thank you for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.